Morrisville Councilman Steve Rao works with an organization called New American Economy, and he is working diligently, and you have been for a while, Steve, to try to get more highly skilled people to come legally into North Carolina, because you say that we don't have enough people to support really the skilled technologies that are growing this area. So you got three members of the House delegation. That's pretty good. But still, it kind of feels like your legislation is stymied.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like we, once again, I think Rick had brought this up in the past, that we just can never bring it all together. It's such a complex issue. So you get the merit-based stuff, but you don't get the border stuff. You don't get the DACA stuff. And I feel bad for that. I wish they could do it in a piecemeal approach, whether they could just pass skilled immigration to get the merit-based stuff moving, and then work out the other issues rather than one deal, right? Because, I mean, I think that within North Carolina, there's over 10 to 15,000 waiting for their green card. It would take 150 years to go through the citizenship process today. And there was a debate about taking American jobs, but when you look at, I want to thank GEC Reforms, by the way, as well. They've worked with me on this as a national organization. But, you know, it's just the amount of new jobs being created every day.
So you're saying that North Carolina does not have the people. It's not an issue of just not being able to connect to the right people, or people don't know jobs are available. You're saying that we don't have the skills to fill the jobs here.
Because some of the skills, and that's where the community colleges come in. You know, Infosys came from India, and they're training people in Raleigh with Wake Tech on the new jobs for the new economy, like artificial intelligence, cybersecurity. So as we automate and put jobs away, we're going to be creating new jobs, these technologies. But we don't have the skill sets for those new industries, or even areas like cybersecurity. I was talking to one state agency. They can't find enough people to staff on how to keep our network secure, because it's getting very sophisticated. They can come in within a network, and within 2 minutes, they can corrupt all your data, wipe you out. This is a big problem for governments, for cities across the whole state of North Carolina.
So right now, what is the visa number right now that where people can legally come in to work, and what are you advocating for?
Well, what this would do right now, we're capped at around 88,000. So, you know, millions of people are applying for the visas, and usually only around 80,000 get it. So there's a...
every year?
Yeah, every year. Mm-hmm. There's a cap. So I don't know how many more would be, but this bill would reduce the cap. So it would be, I don't know what the max number would be, but we'd go to a couple of 100,000, or at least accelerate the path to citizenship for those who were here, so that they could actually get their, you know, not be in line so long to get the green card. Because what I'm afraid of, as I've always said, is do we want the next great, brilliant mind going to Canada or going to Europe, where these countries are providing work permits? They're enabling people to go and start companies and do businesses. And I want America, North Carolina, to be the place where we want them here. We don't want them getting back on a plane, heading back to Mumbai, heading back to Delhi, heading back to Bangalore or Chennai or Hyderabad. We want them right here in North Carolina. So,
and speaking of all of those cities, you were recently on a trip trying to recruit business into North Carolina. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll tell you, this was a great trip. I was asked by one of the most influential Indian Americans in the United States, lives in Cary, Swadesh Chatterjee. This is a man who's taken President Clinton, President Obama to India. He chairs the U.S.-India Friendship Council. He helped negotiate the U.S.-India Civil Nuclear Agreement. And he's a hard man to say no to. I've known him for years. He got me to run for office many years ago. He called me up and said, the governor of my state of Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, has asked me, along with the U.S.-India Business Council, which is a national U.S.-based organization, to take a trip from a U.S. delegation. And I wanted the first state to be North Carolina. So Secretary of State Elaine Marshall, myself, and my colleague Mayor Colley, along with the Associate Provost Ray Farrow, other technology executives, went on a mission to India.
Did you recruit any folks back?
I did. We made a couple of leads of companies that were interested in coming in.
So we
handled those. I did some speaking on behalf of EDPNC. Here's the other catch. The Secretary of Trade and Commerce for that state is a PhD from Duke.
Oh, wow.
So we have such a great connection. So there's opportunities in energy, in agriculture, community colleges working to train people in India, on and on. Great opportunities. So I think this is going to be a great chance for us. We're going to go back. We're going to strengthen North Carolina-India relationship and work with Mr. Chatterjee to strengthen the relationship between the world's largest democracy and the world's oldest democracy.
You are an economic recruiter for sure. We've been talking with Steve Rao. He is a member of the Morrisville City Council and also represents the New American Economy.
And Steve, come to Morrisville. I'd
there
be
you go.
Steve
and he's
Rao
Mr.
Plug.
Chamber of Commerce from Morrisville,
Fest,
too.
May 18th, 4 o'clock. I want Rick and you to come out. Let's hang out. Thank you so much.
Steve Rao,
Town
thank
Hall
you.
Drive.